Shalom, it's Brother Yasha Masakar from the Israelite Report, IsraeliteTimes.com. Upon my watch, all praises are definitely due to Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. Things are moving so fast that I can't even keep up with it. I try my best, but scriptures are jumping off the pages, prophecies jumping off the pages, prophecies all in the news. And you have to be blinded not to see what's going on right now. And the truth is, a lot of people just are that. They're blinded. But I'm going to get this right quick because I know a lot of people may have already seen this story. I'm kind of late with it. But I got another story right behind it. It's even better. This came from Reuters. Francis Macron says Europe must be ready if Russia escalates. Okay. So France is jumping in there and running their mouth and further provoking Russia, which is a beautiful thing to keep poking at the bear. And it's a beautiful thing. Okay. It says here, I'm gonna jump down. It says here, if Russia wins this war, Europe's credibility will be reduced to zero, Macron said in a television interview, mostly directed at a domestic audience, after French opposition leaders criticized his comments as bellicose. I think that's how you say it. So he's pretty much, ready to go to war with Russia, or he's claiming he is, at least. This is what he said. He said, if war spread in Europe, Russia would be to blame, Macron said, or he added. But if we decided to be weak, if we decided today that we would not respond, it would be choosing defeat already. I don't want that. It's just beautiful to see that, these things are popping off, and the more they talk and the more they keep provoking Russia, the closer we know that we're getting closer to the end. I'll say it that way. But I had another article here from Newsweek, and this is a beautiful one. It says, a map shows U.S. cities Russia would strike first if war broke out. It says, a direct clash between Russia and NATO would put the world one step away from a full-scale World War III. Russian President Vladimir Putin, that's what he told reporters this week as he celebrated a preordained victory in the country's presidential election and underscored his uncompromising Ukraine strategy. It says the threat nuclear escalation has been ever present as the West continues to bolster Ukraine and frustrate the Kremlin's military campaign. It says, for Moscow, the nuclear card has been useful in deterring deeper NATO involvement in the conflict. And that's what we want, man. We wanted to get to the point where, Russia feel like they have no, Putin mainly, but Russia feels as if, their defense, their military feels like they have no other choice but to go nuclear. We want that, okay? Men of the Lord, we want that. We want this place gone, all right? We want deliverance. But it says, I'm going to read it again. It says, the threat of nuclear escalation has been ever present in the West, present as the West continues to bolster Ukraine and frustrate the Kremlin's military campaign. So basically, if you think about it, it's the West that keeps financing and back in Ukraine. So that, what is that doing? That's pissing off Putin even more. That's pissing off Russia even more. All right, because they're pointing the finger. They're like, look, if it wasn't for NATO, if it wasn't for the United States, you know, we could do more. You know, we could have conquered more. Okay. It says, for Moscow, the nuclear card has been useful in deterring deep NATO involvement in the conflict. Everything is possible in the modern world. That's what Putin warned this week. Listen again. He says everything is possible in the modern world, meaning, look, I told y'all before, Putin, you know, Russia says they have these hypersonic nuclear missiles or these hypersonic missiles, and they can hit the East Coast. I believe they said in about 45 minutes, somewhere around there. Now, maybe even 30 minutes, if I remember correctly. But back to this article. This is from Newsweek, by the way, so you can read the whole thing for yourself. It says, there is no indication that a nuclear confrontation between NATO and Russia is imminent. U.S. officials have repeatedly said they see no signs of Russia preparing to use nuclear weapons, regardless of the bellicose rhetoric employed by Putin and his Kremlin allies, or the decision to deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. But it goes on to say a nuclear exchange would be disastrous for all involved. The Federation of American Scientists estimates that Russia has around 5,580 nuclear weapons. Okay, I'm say that again. 5,580 nuclear weapons compared with the U.S., who has 528 nuclear weapons. Both are thought to have around 1,600 active deployed strategic nuclear warheads. So this is where we are, man. This is that point where you're going to know who the real men of the Lord are, because these other guys, like I said, and I told y'all before, they're not warning the people. They're not warning them. They keep talking like this thing is just going to continue. Before the pandemic, there were people that were warning people. And, you know, they're not necessarily prophets of the Lord or men of the Lord or whatever. But there were insiders that kept saying, look, there's something happening. There's something. This is back in 2019. There's a woman, an Edomite woman, but she's probably a black woman trapped in a white woman's body. But there was a video, it went viral, especially after the pandemic hit, where this is like in September of 2019, she said, look, they're getting ready to unleash I want to watch my words here. They're going to unleash something, you know, some dangerous thing, you know, virus, I would say, right? And she went on to say they're going to mandate that everybody takes the jabber. Yo, this new jabber that they're going to come out with. She saw that. That was back in September of 2019. The pandemic wasn't even officially declared or a state of emergency until March of 2020. Okay? So I'm saying that to say, look, though it tarry, wait for it. You know? Though it tarry, wait for it, man. This ain't the time to be not, you know, oh, well, you know, brother, I've been looking, I've been watching. I just want to move on with my life. I just want to move on with my life. No, nigga. There's ain't the time to be moving on with your life, nigga. You ain't got no damn life. That's what you don't know. That's the dirty little secret. This thing is over, man. We're in that tarrying phase where it's just, as George Carlin once said, you know, circling the drain, America's circling the drain. Okay, but it's about to get flushed. It's about to go down the drain. And that's what people don't understand. They don't get it. They think because they have certain freedoms still, certain civil liberties still, that is everything's all right. No. That's the smoke screen. That's the front. to keep you thinking everything's okay. It's not okay. Okay? In 2019, I'm back to the article from Newsweek. It says in 2019, Princeton Science and Global Security Program published a Plan A simulation of how a limited tactical nuclear exchange in Europe could escalate into a full-scale global nuclear conflict. It estimated that 91.5 million people would die within hours and many more in the months and years afterwards. Okay, it estimated 91.5 million people would die within hours and many more in the months and years afterward. It says a Russian nuclear strike on the U.S. homeland would look to decapitate American political and military leadership, several vital command and control communication channels, nullify as many nuclear assets as possible, and devastate key industrial and commercial zones. And look, they give a list of cities that will probably be hit. Okay, Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Dallas, Fort Worth, Miami, Philadelphia, Houston, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Denver, and Miami would likely be among the top metro areas targets. Given their mix of political, military, and industrial value. All right. So you know that's going to hit the even in that scenario, because we know that America is going to be blown to bits. Okay, and it won't be inhabited no more. America is going to be done. It's not going to be just done. It's going to be done. Finished. Overcooked. You know. Overcooked to the point where you can't eat it. Like you eat, you know, meat just overcooked. It's so hard and overcooked. It's just, you can't even cut into it. That's America. All right. Let me see. It goes on to say, I want to skip down. They talk about the dismemberment of political and military chains of command. Says key radio transmitter facilities would serve as vital channels of communication to American nuclear ballistic missile submarines, which would be tasked with launching retaliatory strikes on Russia's cities. Let me see. I think that'll do it. I think that should be enough so you can understand that. See, Jake stuck on stupid. I'm not about to get on Jake right now because y'all know how I'll go on a rant. Jake is stuck on stupid, not thinking anything's going to happen. Well, people keep forgetting that just about 2 years ago, they were in New York. They had commercials telling people what to do in case of a nuclear war, or they call it a nuclear fallout. And, you know, this was an actual commercial. It wasn't like alternative media or nothing like that. This was an actual commercial. It was being aired. Also in Colorado, especially in Denver, Colorado, they were giving out, they were either giving out fallout bags, you know, in case of a disaster of some sort. And what were they talking about? Nuclear war. Nuclear fallout. All right. So these higher ups, these elites, they know what's getting ready to happen. And remember, their whole plan is to depopulate the earth. So you got that too. But what they don't understand, and this is where the, you know, I bring it out all the time ad nauseum, but the Lord chooses your delusions, right? He chooses your delusions. He makes Esau's plans, like Esau's planning to depopulate a certain portion of the earth, and he believes he's going to use World War III as one of those ways of, you know, doing one of those, that's a means to depopulating the earth. But at the same time, what his dumb ass don't know is when he goes about that, because we know the mark of the beast is coming first. All right, let me say that for the record. I don't want to jump the gun. Because I know brothers is happy, like, oh man, new World War III coming. We about to get up out of here. We still got to be tested and tried. I want to make sure that is clear. All right. This man ain't building up this digital system, this digital grid where you won't be able to buy or sell. Everything is going to be implanted in this chip. He's not building that up for nothing. All right. That's there for a reason. And he's going to use that, by the way. But also, you can say the same thing about these nuclear weapons, these nuclear missiles. I forgot what I was getting ready to say. But I was saying the Lord chooses your delusion. So even though Esau is doing these things, right, because they can get caught up on what Esau is doing, say, oh, no, they're doing that because they want to. Yeah, well, the Lord put it in their spirit to provoke Russia in a starting World War III. Okay? So either way, the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. All right? It's the Lord that's doing that to them. All right? You must remember that. So, you know, because a nigga say, well, you know, the elites, they're planning on depopulating, you know, such and such mountain. That's what's really going on. Yeah. But who put it in their spirit to think that way? The Lord did. The Lord chose their delusion to make them think that they could actually have this so-called New World Order where everybody's microchipped up, and that World War III is going to further their agenda because they're going to depopulate the earth and then rule over those that are left. The Lord gave them that idea. Okay, that's how bad, that's how cold the Lord is, man. Okay, so anyway, as you can see, things are heating up, and it's getting real out here. As they say, it's getting real out here in the field, man. And there's a reason why they said be as pilgrims upon the earth, man. Okay, because pretty soon, you know, we don't know, man. Anything can happen this year, you know, anything can happen. And they have been, you can say, terroring for a long time now, since 2020. But we know what the end goal, the end game is. And I'm going to get Jeremiah 50:9. It says, for lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From hence shall be taken, their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. Now, I know what an expert man looks like, especially in shooting, because I was in the military, Air Force, military police, and they call it security forces. And we shot every weapon because they didn't have an infantry in the Air Force. There's no infantry. So the first line of defense is the military police, security forces. And there's a such thing as an expert man. Okay, an expert man is very sharp in his shooting. You know, he's a sharp shooter. Okay, and those and when they would give those tests, I forgot what they used to call it, but anyway, you know, target practice or whatever. And an expert man is shooting directly, not just the target, but in the heart of the target, you know, like center mass, as they call it, right? Center mass. And I remember when I used to shoot and I would hit center mass, like back to back to back, that was like, you know, you felt great. Like, yeah. You know, felt like you was ready for war. All right. There's one even higher than that. I can't think of it offhand. But you had different levels. And expert man meant that you was like it, you was top notch. Okay? It's in the scriptures it's saying, again, from thence he shall be taken, their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. Meaning, and this is key, none shall return in vain. Meaning, when those arrows are shot, those nuclear missiles are shot, they're going to hit their target. So get it out of your head that the U.S. defense is going to be able to defend the United States against these nuclear missiles. See, what the scriptures are saying, what the Bible is saying, is that when these arrows, these missiles, these nuclear missiles, and they call missiles arrows in the military, by the way, in case you didn't know, that shows you how, man, the Lord is so cold, man. He's so cold. I remember, man, and I'm sorry, let me divert a little bit. Please, bear with me. When I first got into the Air Force, one of the first things they taught us, what number one was martial law. I had to go through the academy. Because you had three sides. You had the law enforcement side, you had the security side, and you had the air ground-based defense. But one of the first things they taught us, other than martial law, what to do in the situation of martial law if we ever deployed for martial law, one of the first things they taught us was if a nuclear missile goes missing, they call it a broken arrow. So when I first heard about this truth, the brother that introduced me to this truth, and I heard the men of the Lord speaking about this truth, and they were talking about the arrows, right? And they brought up Jeremiah 50:9, and the arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man, none shall return in vain. My mind went back to the military. Arrows, the nuclear missiles. Okay? This was my journey into the truth. The Lord had me go through that, you know, so that later on, you know, this stuff would stick in my head. Like, I was like, damn. That's how they refer to the missiles in the Bible? As arrows? We were taught that a missing nuclear missile was a broken arrow. That's what they called it. I don't know if they changed the language, because they changed the codes and the call signs every so often. But back then, that's what they called it. They called it a broken arrow. All right? But the scriptures is telling you that none of these arrows shall return in vain, meaning they're going to hit their target. This ain't the 1990s no more. Let the weak say I'm strong. So these other nations have nuclear missiles also. Oh, man. If you people only knew where we're at right now in prophecy, you would leave the world behind. Oh, my goodness. This shit, if I wasn't in this truth, this shit would be frightening. But I rejoice in Yahweh Hashem Yahushua, because I know that our deliverance is nigh. You know, our salvation is closer than what we believe. Draw of nigh than what we believe. And I'm just happy when I see articles like this telling you that nuclear war, you know, all out nuclear war is coming. It ain't coming maybe tomorrow, you know. We know that there's certain prophecies we're going to Jacob's trouble, the mark of the beast. But all of this is happening simultaneously. Jake done effed up so much that now Esau has a reason, an excuse to bring about Jacob's trouble. His digital currency is already in place. So he has a reason and an excuse to bring about the mark of the beast. And at the same time, these nations are threatening war, nuclear war. And I remember, you know, growing up, you didn't hear about nuclear war like this. You know, not on this level, not on this scale. All right. I want to get Isaiah 24:17. It says, "Fear in the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth, and it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh upon, he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake." The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. All right? The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. Okay? You've seen it. And I know brothers have broken this down hundreds, thousands of times. But you've seen a drunkard man stumbling when he's walking. I've seen it plenty of times at work, you know, working in the security field. I see it all the time, especially at night when I work the night shift. Jake walking around, falling all over himself and shit. Okay? These nuclear missiles, man, they're going to be, the U.S. going to be firing them. Russia's going to be firing them. Turkey. Iran. Shit. Well, North Korea, they're threatening it every day, you know. This is that time, man. You know, what more can I say? Like Jay-Z said, what more can I say? What more can I do? I'm telling you what's coming. And we're not going to be teaching this word forever. You know, we're not going to be always, you're not always going to be in a position where you can say, you know, let me know what you think about this arc, what you think I should know about that arc. Time going to come when this is going to be, shit hitting the fan time. Okay. Time of Jacob's trouble. I really do believe that we're there. I mean, because that was something that I was watching, I was looking for since 2020. When I first saw these criminals being let out of prison, and they did it because of the pandemic, I said, this is going to lead to Jacob's trouble. Because I saw it immediately. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. I saw it immediately. I said, oh, I know what they're doing. They're setting Jake up. And I was getting on the train in D.C. And I would see criminals coming. I mean, niggas that got out of jail, fresh out of jail. One nigga, he got out of jail. He came from Philadelphia. He was from Philadelphia. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Salakia. He was from Philadelphia. And I think he got locked up in D.C. And he was on the train. He was like, man, I'm trying to make my way back to Philly. I'm looking at the nigga And this is when the pandemic first hit and they first started letting these prisoners out. And then, you know, walking the night shift, I was working the night shift and I would walk through D.C. Because I used to work like downtown in the heart of D.C. Like, excuse me, when you see them doing the protests, that's where I used to work at. Like, I'm not talking about like, you know, like I'm just in, excuse me, like I'm just in D.C. somewhere, you know, on the outskirts. No, I'm talking about like right there, what he was doing, what Trump I don't know if y'all remember, they had the George Floyd riots and Trump went and held up the Bible. There was a photo op that he did. You know, they were burning down buildings and burning cars and shit, breaking into shit, doing a George Floyd protest. And Trump went to this church in D.C. and he went and held up the Bible. Like, I was in that area where they was doing a lot of that. And, you know, I used to give money to the homeless. This is just me, man. I know a lot of these niggas, they not, you know, they not worth shit. They probably, who knows what they're going to do with it. But, you know, I get people coming up, brother, can you give me, you know, $2, man? I just need to get on the train. Brother, can you give me $2? I need to get something to eat. And, you know, I couldn't help it. You know, I'm a cash person, so I would always have some loose change on me, you know. And I just, look, brother, here, you know, I don't know what you're going to do with it, but here, you know, that's me. And as much shit as I talk, and I talk a lot of shit about Jake, but I just, sometimes I can't help myself. And just like, look, brother, here's $5, bro, go, you know, do the right thing with it. You know, I can't help it sometimes. And so it got to the point where they recognized me because a lot of people weren't working. And so a lot of these homeless people, forgive me for my rant or my you know, going off topic, but they would see me, and as soon as they saw me, it was, oh, brother. You know how Jake is when he think he about to get some money. But a lot of people were staying home. People weren't coming out like that. And a lot of the homeless people, they didn't have as much people walking through the city like that, other than the protesters and the rioters or whatever. And, oh, brother. But a lot of those guys would tell me, bruh, I just got out of jail. Like, what do you mean you just got out of jail? Man, they let me out. Well, why did they let him out? They let him out because of the pandemic, they claim, anyway. Right. And that was the point that I was making. I ran into that a lot. It started with that guy on the train. And then after him, it just, every time I turn around, somebody was like, yeah, man, I just got out of prison. Can you help me out, man? I'm trying to get back up on my feet. You know? They were doing that on purpose, letting these criminals loose, knowing they would go back out and raise hell, you know, cause havoc in the streets. And that would later on set up a time of Jacob's trouble. Because now what they did was Esau, he's crafty. So they filmed these niggas breaking into shit, doing all types of shit on the subway. That's what you got going on in New York. And then they would use that later, okay, to point the finger at Jake, the accuser of thy brother, right? They would point the finger at Jake and say, see, you see, this is why we got to lock these niggas up. Right, the same thing with the border. The reason why they're letting all these people across the border, who are they mainly pointing their finger at? They're pointing their finger at the Northern Tribe. Anyway, the Northern Tribes are the people that are getting the finger. They're not pointing the finger at these Moabites that are coming across, these Ishmaelites that are coming across. No, they're pointing their finger at the Northern. Why? Because that's who they really hate. They hate Israel. Okay, I just want to point that out. This is Isaiah 47:1, okay, because we're getting back into World War III. come down and sit in the dust, O virgin, daughter of Babylon. I'm thinking about the border slipped up. It says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne. And virgin daughter of Babylon, that's America all day long. You know, mystery. Okay, mystery Babylon. And it's a mystery, but it's not a mystery to the Lord's elect. We know who this current day Babylon is. We know. And the Lord's going to destroy this goddamn place. He's putting it on the spirit, on the Iranians, on the Russians, these other nations. Even these so-called EU nations or countries, he's putting a spirit on them because they're mad at Babylon the Great as well. They're pissed off because of what they did to the, you know, hey, I'll say it like this. They're mad, and this, I know this is going back in time, but they're mad at what they did to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, right? They effed up, you know, for Germany. F their situation up, and somewhat to a certain degree messed up their economy, but that's, you know, that's for another, you know, time to talk about. But many brothers have brought that out already. Okay, and they're pointing a finger at America, aka Babylon the Great, because who's really promoting and funding this war? Who's financing this war? It's America. When it's war, I'm talking about between Russia and Ukraine. It's the Biden administration that keeps pumping money into Ukraine. The Germans are like, look, mother effer. You see, I didn't curse that time. I'm doing a good job. So look, you are the ones that's keeping this mess going, man. You won't let it go. You won't drop it. Now, I said it before. I'll say it again. I remember back in, I seen a video. It came from, it was like 2008. This guy, Lindsey Graham and McCain, won't be the last time you hear me say it. They went to Ukraine and said, look, we're going to back you if you go to war with if you go to war with Russia. I almost said Iraq because that's a whole nother topic. The Middle East is still pissed off about that. But they were saying, look, we'll back you. They promised McCain, Senator McCain, and this a-hole Lindsey Graham said that they will back Ukraine if they go to war with Russia. And it's hard to find. But, you know, I'm upon my watch, so I see everything. I don't rest, man. I don't sleep. I see every damn thing, man. Because, you know, one day I'll give my, you know, my backstory, but I'm too busy. I'm occupied with prophecy. You knew where I came from, man. I used to be an Egyptologist. I was a wicked nigga. I used to be one of those conspiracy guys, man. Before I came into this truth. No, I didn't just pop up on the scene. A lot of brothers, they came straight out of the Christian church into the truth. That wasn't my journey. I saw shit before I even came into the truth. You know, so when brothers say, for example, I'm going back to Jeremiah 50:9, when brothers say, hey, you know, that scripture in Jeremiah 50:9, when it's talking about the expert man shooting off these arrows, and when it says none shall return in vain, talking about those arrows being shot off, that's talking about the nuclear missiles. A nigga in the world would say, well, how you know they're really talking about a nuclear missile? See, me, I don't have that problem because I was a military nigga. You see? And I know that that's what they call a missing missile, a missing nuclear missile in particular. They called it a broken arrow. So they don't get no, the brothers of the Lord didn't get no pushback from me, because I know that that's what it is. So I laugh, and I see these stupid scoffers. How you know what you're talking about? Nigga, you don't know shit. You don't know your ass from a fucking hole in the wall. Nigga. That's what it is. It's talking about the nuclear missiles, man. I know. Damn it. You know why I know? Because I was forced to know. When as soon as I went in, that was one of the first things that they taught us. What the Air Force, look, let me tell you something. The Air Force is all about them nuclear missiles, okay? I know, I understand the Army and the Marines. The Marines supposed to be the badasses, and that's cute. Okay, look, let me tell you something. Tell you a dirty little secret before I go. Okay? The Air Force is where it's at when it comes to the real power and the might of the U.S. Now, the reason why I say that is because they don't fight on the ground no more. They fight in the air, and then they move in the ground, on the ground. Okay, it's through their air power. They, I know y'all like watching these goddamn movies and shit, and it's cute. Oh, you know, the soldier coming in, you know, he got Rambo on the ground, and he's got his M60, which I carried the M60, by the way. I carried the, because we was air ground-based defense, so we had to carry every weapon. The M60, the M249, the 203. Carried all that shit. The grenade launcher. We carried all that shit. Because we didn't have an infantry. So we had to carry. We had to get qualified on every weapon. M16s back in the day. M4s now. The current. Right. All that shit. So. I'm telling you. You niggas. When I hear you niggas scoff, I say you niggas don't know shit. If you knew what I know, your ass would be shutting the hell up. And taking heed to the men of the Lord that's warning you. And you will be getting your soul prepared for what's about to go down. Because the Lord told you. I'm going to get it again. I don't give a damn. Okay, if I said it before, I'll say it again. I want to emphasize on this. Because Russia's not playing. And see, this is the thing that people don't understand. This is not Iraq. Take it from a military guy. This is not Iraq, okay? This ain't Afghanistan. You don't understand what Russia's working with, okay? I want to say something. I can't say it, damn it. There's something I really want to say, all right? I can't really say it. I can't say it, say it. Like, I can kind of allude to it, but I can't say it, say it. Just know that the defenses aren't what they used to be in the U.S., know that much. Okay? This ain't the 90s, nigga. Okay? And I'm going to get it one more time. I promise you. I know I'm beating a dead horse. I want you to really understand Jeremiah 50:9. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. Now remember, Russia, Gog, right, is going to be a guard unto these other nations. Okay? Meaning they're going to protect. See, right now, Russia's playing the role of the guard to these other nations. Oh, you, the U.S. did you wrong? Okay, cool, come under us. Oh, the U.S. did you wrong too? Oh, yeah, you cool, come under us. We'll back you. We'll finance you. We'll help you. That's what Russia is doing around the world, man. Go look up BRICS. Go look up. Go look. Prophecy is being fulfilled right before your damn eyes, man. Wake the hell up. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken, the arrow shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And I didn't get half of the scriptures that I had lined up. I had scriptures lined up. I'm sorry. Let me get, because the show already going on too long. Let me get, damn. Let me see what I'm going to get. I'm going to get 2 Ezra 13 and 8, just to real quick. And after this, I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid. Now they're going to be afraid when the chariots of the Lord come, because that was the point I was trying to get to before I went off on a rant. The chariots of the Lord, when they do come, these nations, as Ronald Reagan once said, you know, will we all unite together and fight against an extraterrestrial threat? These nations are going to think they're going to come together and go fight against the chariots of the Lord. Okay, they're going to be afraid. They're going to be shitting their pants, because the chariots of the Lord, whether you believe it or not, they're already demonstrating their power. They're laughing and mocking Esau's technology already. There's been many sightings, and you know that was something I had to pray on. And after a while, I realized, look, man, these are the chariots that are. Some of these are fake, you know, you do have Project Blue Beam and some of that, but no. From what I know, being, again, I can't say everything I want to say. Esau doesn't have the technology that is, Esau doesn't have certain technology, okay? This, Esau would like you to believe that anything that's up in the sky is because of him. Bullshit. Okay. BS. It's a goddamn lie. The chariots of the Lord have been toying with Esau and his goddamn military. His Air Force, his Space Force, and all that other bullshit. The Lord, the chariots of the Lord have been toying with him. And Esau lying, talking about we shot down a UFO. BS. That's a cover story. You don't understand the pride of this devil. All right? You don't know the pride of this devil. And after this, I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid, because they're going to be afraid. They're going to shit themselves. Okay, when the chariots of the Lord arrived during World War III, and yet durst fight, and that's because the Lord put the spirit on them. The same way he hardened Pharaoh's heart, he's going to put it in their spirit to fight, and their asses are going to get stomped. You best believe that. Through the power and the spirit of Yahweh Bashem Yahushah. Right quick, I want to get this. This is an article that I just saw from the People's Voice, because you know it's election season and things are getting real hot and heavy, and it's getting nasty out here, especially being in the D.C. area. You can feel the temperature rising, and you know it's about to get nasty. But this came from the People's Voice. It says Keith Olbermann used to be a guess you can say an anchor or reporter on MSNBC. He's a far-left Democrat reporter. But Olbermann's basically saying he's obsessed with the idea of Trump being assassinated. Now, what this devil is doing is, you know, he's really stirring the pot up. And that's something I thought about, you know, if they did like some sort of assassination attempt against Trump, that could really set shit off. You know, just something I had in the back of my mind, because you don't know what this devil might actually try to pull off. We know that the Lord is going to protect us, but you can only imagine what that would do. You know, it would really set shit off. Shit would really get popping if they tried that, or even faked it, you know, because they could fake it, you know. You never know, with all the CGI and all that, you know, they could fake it. But the people are stupid and the people will riot in the streets. But it says here in the article from the People's Voice, far left political commentator Keith Olbermann admitted that he obsessively fantasizes about Donald Trump being assassinated before he has a chance to re-enter the White House. And they already planned this movie script about Trump being persecuted because they keep using that word. You know, a lot of you brothers, I don't know if you pay attention to the political side of things on certain areas. You know, I used to do research into this type of stuff. So I see what a lot of these far right wingers, you know, they're talking about Trump like he's some kind of damn, you know, like he's the Messiah, basically. And that he's going to come and save America. You know, because it's not just make America great again for them, but he's like their savior. Some have even called him King David. I know that sounds crazy, but that's, you know, that's the silliness of this wicked kingdom, man. The folly, man, the stupidity of these people. But it says the Biden-Harris HQ X account on the weekend wrote, Trump says he has been threatened worse than Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated. And then Keith Olbermann added, well, there's always hope. There's always hope. That's what he wrote. There's always hope. As if to say, you know, in his view, you know, assassination of Trump would be helpful. You know, that's how he feels. All right, but what he's doing is he's stirring the pot and getting shit popping, or he could be using predictive programming, you know, because this country is so divided between the left and the right. If something like that were to occur, you're going to have the left dancing in the street and you're going to have the right highly, 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 and I mean highly, pissed the F off, okay? So you want to talk about some shit that could get shit popping? Let something like that happen. All right, and then you're going to have these agents like Alex Jones and them taken to the street. And you saw what happened on January the 6th. They basically lured people in to that situation just so they can get arrested. And Alex Jones is free while these other attendees of January the 6th a lot of them are still locked up, to my knowledge. Okay, and we know that whole thing was staged. It was a hoax. It was all BS. You know, the FBI was there, and it was just a lot going on. But they locked up citizens, you know, who were just there to protest. Not even the people necessarily that went into the Capitol, but people that were just there that may have stepped on the Capitol. The steps on the Capitol, they got arrested too. You know, grandmothers, you know, just for being there. So this devil, man, he's wicked. You know, this is what he does. And he wants to get things stirred up. He wants order out of chaos. It says here, and this came from InfoWars. It says, but just 15 minutes earlier, Olbermann tagged the FBI X account, which X was formerly known as Twitter, and cried about Trump making a terrorist threat when he said the U.S. auto industry will suffer a bloodbath if he isn't reelected in this year's presidential election. I guess Olbermann went on to say on Twitter, X, quote, this is a terrorist threat at the FBI. Detain him as he leaves the stage, after which America doesn't give a shit where you keep him. That's what Olbermann wrote. So you see this devil, man. You see what he's up to. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know that this devil is trying to bring in a new world order, crash this system so he can bring in a new system. And ultimately arrest the people that are speaking out against his wicked society, his wicked kingdom. I'm going to get Proverbs 4:16. It says, for they sleep not except they have done mischief. Okay, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know that this devil is always working some form of witchcraft, some form of sorcery, some deceit. You know, he's always whipping up something. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. And you're going to get a lot of Jake, two-thirds of our people, you know, if something like this was to happen, you know, even like I said, even if they faked it, you know, you're going to get two-thirds of our people, dumbasses, running out there, you know, to either celebrate or, you know, some to stand by the far right and protest or, you know, whatever, you know, to try to secure their so-called civil liberties and fight for the so-called Constitution. Because you got Jake on both sides, on the left and the right now. All right. It says, 17th verse, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is that, but the path of the just is that is the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And there's plenty of stumbling blocks out here. And like I said, two-thirds of our people, they will be falling into these booby traps. 2 Ezra 9:13, and therefore be thou not curious how the ungodly shall be punished and when, okay, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved. And that's what our minds should be focused on because, you know, two-thirds of our people are just gone. You know, they're going to fall for these snares. They're going to fall into these booby traps. Okay, and yeah, we got to live amongst them, and they vex our spirit. We can't stand being around these niggas no more. And I speak for myself, and I'm pretty sure a lot of brothers are pretty much, you know, introverts. We stay in the house. You know, it's nothing for us out here in this world. All right? We have no... There's no celebration for us. I'll put it like that. There's nothing for us to go out there and say, oh, let's go party. You know, let's go have a good time. We're vexed everywhere we go. Okay. It says, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, whose the world is and for whom the world is created. Then answered I and said, I have said before and now do speak and will speak it also hereafter. That there be many more of them which perish, okay? There be many more of them which perish than of them which shall be saved, okay? Because, like I said, you're going to have two-thirds of our people out there. You know, if something like this was to pop off, and it doesn't necessarily have to be this. It could be something else. It could be some other event. You saw how they acted with George Floyd. You know, Esau knows how to rile up the minds and the hearts of our people and make them go commit foolish acts to make our people look stupid. He knows how to do it. He knows how to, he just does. You know, Esau studies our people like lab rats or lab mice, guinea pigs. They know our people, man. The elites of Esau know our people. Okay? I'm going to get 2 Corinthians 4 and 8. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, because we have hope in Yahweh Bashim Yahweh. We don't have hope in Donald Trump. So something happened to him. We're not going to be like, oh, what are we going to do now? But a lot of niggas that are on that side, they're going to be acting like that. They're going to be crying. Look at what they did. We got to make America great again. We got to fight for our liberties. But we're not trusting in that. That's not where your hope should be. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, because we have hope. We are persecuted. Excuse me. You know, it doesn't say that, but ninth verse says persecuted, but not forsaken. cast down but not destroyed, because the Lord doesn't put more on us than what we can bear. Okay? Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord, Yahushua, that the life also of Yahushua might be made manifest in our body. All right? So we're going to have to endure. You know, we're gonna go through troubles and trials, and you know, we're gonna see a lot of crazy things, a lot of crazy stuff in these last days. You know, because we're really, really, really at the end of this, and it's gonna turn up, man. And I brought out that article just to, you know, hey, keep this stuff in mind, man. This devil, he's really trying to work up something to get civil unrest going, you know, a reason to have a purge. Okay. A reason to bring out martial law, UN troops, or even deploy the National Guard as they did in New York. So this devil is stirring up all kinds of mischief. As the scriptures say, he don't sleep unless he's done some sort of mischief. Okay. Causing many to fall. All right, stay prayed up, man. Stay in prayer. Now's the time to pray. Pray when you leave your house, man. There's a lot of, these spirits have wound up, man. And like I said, if Esau was to try to pull something like this off, man, all hell will break loose out here in these streets. Okay, so watch and pray always.